Welcome to today's episode. Here's a quick trailer for you. Be sure to stick around and catch the full episode.
So I have been saying for years since I started being a coach that I do not want to do a three-day event because I just saw people doing them and I was overwhelmed at what it took to manage it, get butts in seats, and then be on stage and perform. 700 people registered and only 100 people showed up. What's wrong with that picture? And one of them, honestly, is to have more clarity around who our right fit client is, which we can help a lot of people who are in this expert space. But that I know, and I don't know if you've experienced this, but there's a lot of people in this the spaces of being a coach and a speaker and authors that they're still in the I'm figuring it out stage. And although we can help them, if they've got a good methodology, their mindset around building a seven-figure business isn't quite there. So up for all 3 days, because we had 209 people check in, but they weren't there for the whole time. So we were just looking at the numbers last week about the retention from all of them. And so not only getting them to show up, but getting them to show up all 3 days is important because the journey that we're taking them on during these three-day experiences is so important. And I'm not even talking the whole time. And that's one of my challenges as an introvert to do a three-day event all by myself. I know going forward, we're not going to be doing the free ticket strategy. We're going to have paid tickets. We want to have people that are serious about what we're offering and the content we're sharing.
Have you ever wondered what event leaders are doing right now to pack their rooms and convert attendees into high-ticket clients? Welcome to the High Profit Event Show, the podcast for experts who want to maximize profits and impact through live events. I'm Rudy Rodriguez, and each week I interview industry leaders to share what's working right now when it comes to filling your events, engaging your audience, and getting clients to enroll into your high-ticket programs. So stick around and be sure to hit that subscribe button. Welcome to today's episode. We have a special guest with us, Ms. Christy Ruffino. Welcome, ma'am.
Hey, how are you doing today, Rody?
Doing great. It's wonderful to reconnect with you. You've been so busy this past several months with your first virtual event, multi-day event that you finished. You had over 700 people register for. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you're no stranger to live events. You've been a student of many events over the years. I was checking out your bio and your website. I mean, you've been around the block. You've been hanging out with Wes Brown, one of our mutual acquaintances, David Bayer here. Yep. You've been doing events for a while, both as a participant as well as a leader. And I know you've done many, many one day and different types of events of the sort where you've hosted audiences and have brought speakers to your events and they spoke. And now you've done your first three-day event where it was just you and your partner.
Yes. Me and my partner, yes. Different, completely different perspective. I love creating events and bringing people together. And I love edifying my clients and bringing people on stage that's going to really create an amazing experience for my audience. But when it's the Christy show, that's a completely different ball game.
And that's a really fun perspective to get on today's interview. You're not a stranger to events, but all of a sudden it becomes a little bit different when it's just you front and center versus curating a stage and having speakers. And there's different types of events and they have different unique challenges and opportunities that go along with them. So I think that's an important distinction for today. Also, fun fact, I know that you are really well known for helping entrepreneurs write a book that becomes best-selling and actually becomes a part of a seven-figure funnel. And at the end of the day, you're helping people build seven-figure businesses using a book and using a brand. So hopefully we get to learn a little bit more about that today as part of this interview. And you're also the host of your own podcast. Remind me, is it Mastery Unleashed? Is that right?
It is. Yep. Mastery Unleashed. Stories and strategies to fuel success.
Perfect. We'll make sure to include a link to that here in the show notes for today's episode as well. And I know you have a special gift for our audience too that we'll include there. We'll talk more about it in today's episode too. But let's chat about events. The people who listen to this podcast, as you know, the number one thing that people struggle with when it comes to live events is butts and seats. And you and I were talking in the green room about you had 700 people that registered for your event.
Yes. Yeah.
But maybe they were not the ones that you were hoping that would be there necessarily.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it to you to share maybe a little bit about your experience, your recent event, and what happened, the lessons that you learned, and I appreciate your willingness to just be open about your recent experience that I know many people can relate to.
Okay, for sure. So I have been saying for years since I started being a coach that I do not want to do a 3-day event because I just saw people doing them and I was overwhelmed at what it took to manage it, get butts in seats, and then be on stage and perform. And so when I kind of started this partnership with Tom Matson, I thought this was great because he's a great performer, he's a great speaker. And majority of my job was to get those butts in seats. And the events coming up, we had it all planned. And months ahead, I created multiple ways to expose this event to a ton of different audiences. And I created different funnels and got involved with a lot of different speaking events and giveaways where I built my list incredibly fast. And on the thank you page for every one of those opt-in funnels, that person got a complimentary ticket. And so, because it was my first event, I was more focused on quantity than quality. And every day I'm getting registrations piling in, and I was so excited. And everybody's like, wow, this is so great. And my first goal was 500, and we surpassed it. We got to 600, and then my affiliate partners were promoting, and then we got over 700 by the time the event came. So, I was over the moon excited. However, on the very first day, we had, I think, just a little over 100 people show up. And I'm like, wait a minute, 700 people registered and only 100 people showed up. What's wrong with that picture? I was expecting a lot more. And I know the stats, and I know now that that was actually pretty good for a free ticket. But I was so excited, I thought I'm going to have like 400 people showing up. But it turned out to be really great. I learned a lot. We're doing things different for the events going forward. But upon reflection and looking at the people that did take us up on our offer and the people that we thought would have been a good fit for our offer that didn't, it allowed us to kind of learn a few things and make a few decisions on what to do differently next time. And one of them, honestly, is to have more clarity around who our right fit client is, which we can help a lot of people who are in this expert space. But that I know, and I don't know if you've experienced this, but there's a lot of people in the spaces of being a coach and a speaker and authors that they're still in the I'm figuring it out stage. And although we can help them, if they've got a good methodology, their mindset around building a seven-figure business isn't quite there. And so we make this offer to help them build a seven-figure business by leveraging their wisdom in a book. And they're like, oh my gosh, I would love to do this, but I'm not ready yet. And so we had a lot of people that were in that stage that we thought they would be great. They've got the track record, their one-on-one coaching, and they're killing it. But transitioning from the upper five to even a lower six to a seven-figure business was a little mind-boggling for them. And so we're kind of exploring a couple other options on what to do. But more importantly, it's really about getting more clarity on who the right fit person is that we want to have fill the room and targeting them through strategic ads and different strategies.
Christy, this is super helpful. I think you opened up with this very open kimono on your experience with your event. You did a really good job just getting out there and getting a lot of free tickets to register, over 700. And I thought you'd have over 400 people at least in the room and end up with 100, which you now know actually was actually pretty good for a free ticket. But nonetheless, yeah, I think people can maybe relate to what you're sharing there as far as the expectation of like, what does it take to get people to show up to an event, and it's not easy. And as you're sharing, because you went all out, you did everything you could, and you did a great job. And it was good. 100 people in an event is really good,
For my first one.
especially for your first one. Some people are like maybe 10 people or 20 people in a room. 100 people is still really good, but nonetheless, I think that it's a bit counterintuitive. And I think people have either had experiences, or hopefully they're able to learn from your experience that it takes quite a bit to get people to show up, even if they say they're going to be there.
And show up for all 3 days because we had 209 people check in, but they weren't there for the whole time. So we were just looking at the numbers last week about the retention from all of them. And not only getting them to show up, but getting them to show up all 3 days is important because the journey that we're taking them on during these 3 day experience is so important. If they come on day two, they're going to miss what they needed in day one that's going to get them to where they need to be on day two. And so you create an experience for the audience. So they're learning things and they're growing at the same time. And it's not going to help them if they show up on the last day or just the first day. Well, I mean, if they show up on the first day and they don't continue back, then we know that what we were doing wasn't interesting to them, or they didn't buy in on the goal of what we're trying to create for them. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know the magic potion or the magic trick to get the right people and get them engaged. I guess it's just trial and error.
Yeah, they should be so open about that. I think
Yeah.
people listening to this are like, oh, I'm supposed to know. The reality is, even some of the best event leaders that I interview and speak with and even work with, because I work with many event leaders and support them with their confirmation calls when people get to the event, their sales processes at the event, post the event, I get very intimate with understanding the metrics. Even most experienced ones have been doing it for years, they still struggle at times because things are changing, constantly
Yep.
changing. You can't ever believe the vanity number if you have to experience it for yourself. So thank you for being so open. I actually think your numbers are quite good for a free event. There's something to be captured here for sure. My experience with free events is maybe a 25% show up rate on the first day if you're really good, but typically closer to 10, maybe 15%.
Okay.
And so 100 out of 700, what is that? That's pretty good.
Maybe like 13%, maybe. Just kind of guessing, winging it.
Almost 15%.
Okay.
So, yeah, but it's still good. Great job. How did you go about keeping the engagement with people once they came to your event?
Well, honestly, we had a lot of people that, well, I know I recognized a few people that bounced on just to support me on day one, and then we didn't see them again. But there was a lot of people that came all 3 days. And Tom, my partner, he's a great storyteller. People love that. They get engaged with stories. I think that's a big thing, making sure the stories are relevant and teaching, but not overwhelming, because we want them to learn things. But 3 days of content can be hard for people to process. And so making sure we have the right amount of entertainment, right amount of content, and time for them to process and time for them to connect.
Austin, how long were your days when you did this?
It was like 11 to 8 Eastern time, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
So
Yeah. So
nine.
about 9 hour days. Yeah.
Yeah, they're long days.
Yeah. And I
I tell you,
know.
as an introvert, I'm exhausted and I'm not even talking the whole time. And that's one of my challenges as an introvert to do a 3 day event all by myself. I don't know if I have the energy. If I did do a 3 day event, just me, I'd be in the corner drooling for the next 2 days afterwards. I'm like, no, no people, no talking. Just me and my dog are going to watch TV for 2 days now.
That's fair enough. One thing I forgot to mention when you were sharing about the show up problem, the thing that I realized is I imagine you're probably promoting your event months before the event happened, right? Is that people tend to forget, especially in a virtual environment. So things that we do in addition to, of course, emails and text messages, we do confirmation calls for some of our partners. Actually,
We did that.
I need to do that
I
and
had
it's
all
such
my
a good.
pickleball girls. All came in. We did like a call-a-thon and we had prizes and we called everybody that we had a US number for. And people were like, oh, thank you. Now we didn't cross-check and see if those people actually showed up, but we did that.
Well, there you go.
And we
Awesome.
did a pre-event engagement event. So we did an event like 2 weeks before that gave some pre-event content that was amazing. Yeah. So we tried that too.
Yeah, see, you're playing full out. So good job on that. Very,
Thanks.
very good job on that. So, as far as the content you deliver, I know you deliver excellent content. You do great work and you help entrepreneurs use a book and a brand to build a seven-figure business. Can you tell us a little bit more about the offer that you make at the event and how you go about inviting people or how you went about inviting people into your offer?
So the offer is what we do with our clients in the seven-figure book launch program is not help them make money by book sales, because that's like a whole different path that is a lot of work. And as an expert or as an authority, like we're not out there trying to make money off of book sales. We're trying to be able to help more people create a bigger impact by our coaching services and our consulting or whatever we're doing to actually help change the lives of other people. And although books have great information, a book doesn't actually change somebody unless they apply it. And so mentorship comes in and community and all these other pieces are important. So what we do is before we even focus on the book, we really have to make sure they have their high ticket offer dialed in and that they're not going to be in that one-on-one coaching space, because when that book launches and you get all these clients coming to you, it's hard to continue to scale doing one-on-one work. So we need to make sure they have their evergreen high ticket program created and refined. And then what we do is we do a done for you book, and we do a done for you book launch, and we do a done for you lead magnet. So we've identified everywhere that our clients aren't going to get stuck on their journey, and we've created a done for you service for them. And so that's kind of what we do with our program. We help them use their book as a lead generation tool so they get more high ticket clients. And so when we had the offer, and what we did in the 3-day experience or the 3-day event is we went through basically the content of everything we do with our clients. So we gave them the framework. We showed them this is what you can do to go through this whole process. And so, although we gave them the steps, they'll get done faster and better with our support. And so that was our offer, is just saying, hey, we've showed you what we do in the basic framework, but if you want us to help with that, then we would love to be able to have that come together for you. And we have a risk reverse guarantee. So our clients pay as we help them make money. And so that's a little unique in the industry. They are paying a certain percentage to get started, but then the rest of the payments that they make to us is directly tied to the revenue we help them bring in. And so it becomes a partnership, and people love that. They just have to be ready to say, all right, I'm going to focus and I'm going to do this and I'm going to put my blinders on. I'm going to make it happy. And I believe I can make it happen. I believe I can have a 7-figure business. And even though we can believe it for them, unless they believe it themselves, they're not going to say, yes, I'm in. Or they may say yes and they're not going to do the work. They're going to let all these little obstacles stop them along the way. And we see that a lot, unfortunately.
That makes sense. A couple things to just highlight what you shared, that oftentimes people think they're going to come rich off of a book. And I was just listening to this the other day. Books typically end up becoming more like business cards for most people. I mean, there are some people that make millions or tens of millions off a book. It's very rare. It's like a professional
Very rare.
athlete.
No.
But to have a book and use it in the context of a strategic business model, leveraging high ticket offers, a lot of my clients have high ticket offers I work with. To be able to intelligently grow a business away from the one-on-one clientele and more into a curriculum or environment that has more leverage and more scale,
More
I think
scale.
it's super, super valuable. And if you're listening to this and you're someone who maybe you do events and you do some one-on-one work, maybe you don't have a book yet, it's something you might want to consider is connecting with Christy around how her model, in fact, of how she helps. Because Christy, you actually help people write their book as well, correct?
Well, I have in the past, I mean, I have had a publishing company for 13 years now, but what we do now is we have a really slick interview process. And so together with our client, we frame out the book because in reality, the modules that they have in their curriculum that they're teaching their clients in their group program tend to be the same as the chapters that are going to be in their book. And so we make sure that we help them refine it, clarify that so the customer journey is on point. And then through a series of interviews with our clients and their clients, we actually do a done for you book for them. Because if we say you got to write your book, they're busy and they don't want to. Now they may want to, they may like to write, but it's not the best use of their time. And so we have a team that will actually create the book for them.
Excellent. Yeah. So you actually make sure it gets done.
Yep.
And
And done,
yes.
because it doesn't need to be this really heavy, full content book that's this masterpiece. We want it to be good, but it needs to be done in the right way that's going to actually help the readers and convert them into future clients.
Perfect. Yeah. So it sounds like you really thought through this from beginning to end, from what you help them design from a book to their course to their high-end program, which is wonderful. In fact, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe you have a really cool tool, like a GPT of sorts, that can help people do this as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that GPT that you made?
Yeah, so again, we have a lot of people that want to have a seven-figure business or they want to grow their business, but they're not quite clear on how to make that happen. And so I created a GPT, it's called the Seven-Figure Shift Coach, and it's really around helping entrepreneurs, experts have clarity around their main focus so they're not chasing shiny objects. And they create a game plan and then identify critical success factors and then define their 90-day priority list. And so every 90 days, ideally, they go back in, this is where I'm at. And then the GPT is going to give them the next plan. And so it's designed to get you started and stay focused on what needs to happen to have a seven-figure business.
Okay, very cool. And we'll make sure to include a link to that here with the show notes for this interview. So if
Great.
you're listening to this, go click the link, download the GPT, and it's called Seven Figure Shift Coach.
Yep.
Actually quite interesting. So basically taking Christy's brain and what she's learned over many, many years, helping many, many people scale books and brands to seven figures. So that's really, really generous of you. Christy, anything else that you feel is important for the audience to know? Maybe they want to learn more about you or connect with you, where can they go?
Yeah, so I guess I want to give 2 points or 1 point. If you are anything like me and you're thinking, oh, I'd love to do an event, but I don't know. I'm not quite ready yet. I just will want to encourage you to go for it because I spent years saying I never want to do an event. And I did it. And I will tell you, it was one of the most exciting things that I've done. Yes, it's a lot of work. Yes, there's a lot of ups and downs, but it helped me grow and helped me be seen differently by my peers and potential clients. And so I think it's honestly, a good thing for humans to get out of our comfort zones and do things that we don't want to do because sometimes those things are the most important things that we need to do. So, encourage people to think twice about that if you're not quite ready. And then my website is christyrufino.com. And so that's basically my speaker website that has some basic information about me and how you can connect. Love to be able to get on social media, say hi. I do have my podcast episodes on there as well. So you can see at the top, there's a little ribbon that will allow you to hear the most recent show. We're going to be launching another book next Friday. I don't know when this is going to be airing, but in a few days, 10 days, we're going to be launching our next book. So we'll have a whole new lineup of new guests that will be on the podcast. It's called Mastery Unleashed. Love to have you join me over there as well.
Perfect. We'll be sure to include that here. And can you tell us a little bit about that book that's releasing soon?
Oh, it's called Genius Unleashed. So it's the second book in our next series of co-authored books. We've been producing co-authored books since 2013, and we produced 12 for our brand at that point. They were all under G Overcoming Mediocrity, and now we're starting a new series of Unleashed books. We had Mastery Unleashed for the premiere edition. Now we have Genius Unleashed. We're going to have Brilliance Unleashed. And it's an opportunity for people to be able to get their stories created and have that very first book and get in front of a massive audience because collaborative books are a great way to have a huge reach. And so that will be out in about 10 days now.
Okay, probably right around when we'll be opening this podcast. So it'll be
Yeah.
fresh. Go to her website, go check out her podcast, and learn more about Genius Unleashed.
Genius Unleashed. Yeah.
Chrissy, before we wrap up here, last question I have is what would be the best advice you would give yourself, knowing what you know now, but going back to talking to the Chrissy before your first event and the last event?
Well, as far as the event specifically, I think for my first event, I'm okay. I have no regrets having a lot of registrations and doing free tickets. I know going forward, we're not going to be doing the free ticket strategy. We're going to have paid tickets. We want to have people that are serious about what we're offering and the content we're sharing. I don't even know the best advice on what to charge. I can ask you, Rudy. So let me turn the tables on you. And do I charge a dollar? Do I charge full price? Do I charge half price? Buy one, get one. What's the best strategy that's working right now as far as ticket sales?
Well, it's a broad conversation, very broad conversation. If we're asking about pricing specifically, I get that also depends. But for a 3-day on pricing, Normally, what I see that works for a 3 day is something along the lines of starting on the low end, like a super early bird, like a $47 ticket, working your way up to 97, and then bumping that up to like a 197 at a certain deadline. I'm assuming a virtual 3 day, no, not necessarily a VIP access. You can do a VIP bump on top of that, but I say 47, 97, 197 tends to be pretty close to what I've seen work for over about 100 virtual events that I've supported in the last 6 years. That's what I would say, is keep it simple and keep it to those three kind of points.
Awesome. Well, there's the advice.
Charge for
Right
your
from
tickets.
Rudy's
There we go.
mouth.
Charge for your tickets. Yes, that's good advice. Easier said than done sometimes. But Christy, thank you so much for being on with us today. And thanks again for being so open about your recent experience. And I'm going to connect with you and bring you back on the show when you do your next event and getting to discuss what you've learned from that one.
Perfect, perfect. Love to.
Yeah, awesome. Any last comments for our audience before we wrap up?
I just want to thank you, Rudy, for inviting me on the show. You're brilliant. I know I've seen a couple of your presentations, and I love always learning from you, and I appreciate you being a part of what you're creating.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the High Profit Event Show. If you are a seminar leader or thought leader or event service provider who has led or supported profitable, successful events to over 100 people, and you've been effective at enrollment into your high-end coaching, education, mastermind type programs, we're looking for guests. Love to have you on the show. You can go to our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com, click on the podcast tab, and submit an application to be on our show. Also, if you found the show to be valuable, share it with someone who you think might benefit from it. Take a moment, please leave a review, and also subscribe if you haven't already. And lastly, if you have an upcoming event, whether it be virtual or in person, and you'd like to have a conversation about how to fuel your coaching, education, mastermind programs fast using events, you're welcome to book a complimentary 15-minute consult with either myself or a member of my team on our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com. Again, this is Rudy Rodriguez, and congratulations on investing the time to listen to this episode. I hope it's been valuable. Have a great day.